The Diamondbacks have a chance to sweep away Corey Kluber and the Indians on Sunday. It's a scoreless game in the fourth inning. Daniel Descalso steps up.
First 2-1. Swung on, bouncing ball left side. That makes it on through into left field, a base hit. Rounding third, heading for home is Lamb. The throw is up the line. Lamb scores the game's first run as three consecutive singles have put Arizona in front 1-0. At or near the top in a lot of offensive categories. Double steal on as the runners go, and the throw goes down to third, and it gets past Diaz into the outfield. That will allow a run to score. And the Diamondbacks playing it aggressive. Owings took off for third, Descalso for second. The throw went to third, and it got past Diaz.
Now the 0-2. Swung on, socked high and deep to left. This is trouble. This ball is gone. Chris Owings has hit his first home run of the year. A solo blast to left. And the Diamondbacks now lead the Indians 3-0. Their clutch hitting today has been like it's been all weekend. Non-existent. Today, with men in scoring position, the Indians are 0-5. The Indians down 3-1 with two down in the seventh. The set by Bradley and the 2-0 pitch. A swing and a weak bouncing ball to the second baseman. Drury in shallow right has it. Throw. Got him. Bang, bang play at first. Lindor took one long lunge at the bag as he ran down the line. Well, that's dangerous. That's how you can sometimes hit a bag on the corner and sprain an ankle. The Indians waiting to see if they want to challenge this call. And Terry Francona says, nope, no need to. So the Indians scratch out an unearned run. It's been that kind of a weekend here in the desert. It's stretch time with Arizona leading the Indians 3-1. And the Indians are down to their last strike, get a ball and two strikes. 3-2, Arizona looking for the sweep. The Indians, after sweeping Texas, about to go 500 on this first trip unless Lindor does something here. The pitch to him. Swing and a miss on a changeup, and the ball game is over. And the Diamondbacks hang on and sweep the Indians, winning today by a final score of 3-2.
Fernando Rodney allows a run in the frame, but he holds on for the save. D-backs win 3-2. The D-backs have now won five straight games, and they are off to a 6-1 start to a season for just the second time in team history. Patrick Corbin goes six scoreless to get the win. It was a tough weekend in the desert for the defending American League champion Indians. Terry Francona drops all three games to the Diamondbacks and falls to 3-3 on the young season.
You know what? He was actually pretty good. I mean, his lower back was stiff from swinging a bat. But, you know, they strung three hits together with two outs to get the first run. The stolen base at third where we throw in the left field. And then an 0-2 home run. So, and that was it. I think not only is he a good pitcher, but he knows how to pitch maybe even not on his best day. Yeah, he was starting to stretch a little bit more than we'd seen and just wanted to double check.
You guys were challenging Gomes' placement. How did that come together? Placement Gomes at second base?
Yeah, well, once the runner's safe at second, you know, because the runner at third scored on the overthrow, we just wanted to make sure that they wouldn't give us a runner going to third.
The Indians have a day off before getting back to work on Tuesday when Carlos Carrasco takes the mound to start Cleveland's home opener against the White Sox.